it's not on my agenda to have vehicles under my control that only belong to the assessor in that sense of the word. I just need vehicles to get my people out there on the road and safely do their job.
I think everyone's in agreement on that.
If you feel like they have to be leased, I just want to go by statute, and I was reading the statutes this weekend. I'm still not understanding them completely, and I just want to do them properly.
We've got the auditor coming up to make a statement.
In a question I have in relation to the vehicles and the inventory of them and the money in reference to them, are these going to be additional vehicles to the assessors, or are these going to be a replacement of vehicles?
For sure, vehicle 2 will have to be replaced. None of my people will drive it. And we've got the keys in the office if y'all would like to try them. The first one, it's got 181,000 miles or more now. It's still running. I was thinking we would just run it into the ground the rest of this year if we can pick up some extra stuff, because we've lost some time because of vehicle 2 being down. And then as soon as that one's no longer working at all, it will just be phased out. We're not going to pay more money to fix that truck. We're going to go with the, you've got the leased one that's newer, working fine.
I think no one disagrees that the assessor's office is in need vehicles and that they will have vehicles. I may be misspeaking here, but that's, I've never heard anyone express that they would not be given vehicles. The county has purchased the vehicles before, as we understood, is in which I was strongly told how that you could not use estate funds to purchase a vehicle. And I just read that to you earlier from
right.
the statute.
And I'm clear on that part, too, yes.
And where the county, it's in the two-year plan when they set up what the state will approve out of estate funds. And then when you go to what shall qualify for the state reimbursement, if you go down and read that, at the end of it, and you said you studied the statutes over the weekend, did you read it that way, that it says cost of leased equipment? So if you call the vehicle leased equipment, it covers that as a permissible expense under the state reimbursement.
Well, and that's a question I have for you. I would want to be real clear on that, because the fact that they were so specific about not having to do with vehicles, I thought when they talked about leased equipment was like if we were leasing, you know, they have those machines to help you fold envelopes for mailings. They have, there's other things that we would be leasing, or the copiers that
okay.
we, that's what I thought fell under that.
That may not be what it means then.
Okay.
I'm just going over the list. It tells what they
right.
will and must be, that must be clarified in your Mankin's plan, and I don't know.
Correct.
Commissioner Williams, is that what you were saying you thought the attorney needed to look at?
I remember whenever we purchased vehicles in the past, my understanding was, yeah, county buys them, then we lease them to the assessor's office.
Because if that was the case, I mean, would it be more cost-effective, and I don't know this because I've never leased a vehicle myself, would we be better off leasing from a car dealership and having them cover all the stuff?
No.
I don't know.
No, because then you have mileage restrictions and
okay. All right. So then that wouldn't be an issue then.
Yeah, there's no, as far as I understand, there's no tax benefit for a government entity to lease vehicles.
Okay. All right. So, again, I'm bringing this up because we're still driving the two trucks we've got that are working. But it's very needed that we need that third vehicle for sure. I really don't think we can let it go until next year. So if we could get more clarity on
through,
that.
Did you go through Nikki and find vehicles, or did you find some on your own on the state bid, or what did you?
Okay, I found some on the state bid. We're not going to go with big trucks anymore. There's not a need for that. We do need four-wheel drive. We need the ground clearance on them. I think it's better if they're shorter, like an SUV, because they get down the dead-end roads and they can't turn around in those big trucks. They even said that was tough. The reason we had big trucks in the past is they took big maps out with them and had to use the maps. So that's a no longer. And so when I first got into office and they told me we needed trucks, we immediately went to the state list. We went to, there's Ford, Chevy, and Jeep dealership. The one we found that would work for us would have been a Jeep, because we're also concerned about American-made. We need a 120-volt plug-in for those vehicles because of the computer systems we use. And now I'm told that that's no longer an option from the Jeep dealer that we talked to. We're putting out bids for Toyota RAV4s, but they're made in Canada, but they have everything we want for the same price. Actually, you get more on the vehicle for the same price, and it gets double the gas mileage for these Toyota RAV4s. We're going to put a bid out and see what we get. My preference, of course, is American, but we just need vehicles. I'm telling you, I'm desperate for vehicles.
I'm fine with getting vehicles. I think you need to go through Nikki, since she's purchasing. Unless I'm wrong on something, I'd like you to communicate with her, let her present something to us that we can actually vote on, either going out for bid or the purchase of due to some sort of state.
Haven't you already been talking to Nikki on this and she's worked on it?
Yeah, yes. I've already given her what we're looking for. Since we know that the Jeeps aren't available anymore, they won't do what we want. And she's putting out the bid to see what we can get.
Okay, so Nikki's working on a bid?
Yes.
Did you hear me? I said, so Nikki's working on a bid?
Yes, sir. She is working on this.
Okay, well then, whenever they get the bid back to us, we'll be able to award the bid and go from there.
Okay. Is that okay?
All right. Yep.
I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
On that 75 or on that...
Hold on. We need to address the transfer requests from the general county revenue to the assessor's fund.
Move to deny the transfer request.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye, because I'm not clear what we're doing just yet. I mean, nay. Nay, because I'm not clear what we're doing.
Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
This is Willa Williams with MU Extension in Taney County, and you have reports from several specialists that have done programs or helped out people in Taney County. So, it's a lot of our programs we're trying to do online. We try to find spaces to do them, just like other programs out here. One thing that I would highlight in my report is that I know it's trying times for a lot of people. We're trying to find ways that they can get funds to help them out. So I'm glad that we got our VITA programming grant again. VITA is a volunteer income tax assessment. A lot of people use it, especially people who normally wouldn't complete their taxes, like Social Security, disabled. So what they do is they get the rental rebates or property tax rebate. So we do have a lot of those people. And actually right now we're starting to get a lot of phone calls about taxes already. So I'm really glad that out of, I think, three spots in the state that Mizzou offers this program, that we're one of the spots and that we continue it. And that's just because people like Linda are so dedicated and our volunteers are dedicated. On top of that, I have entered into a grant that has been funded. It's a three-year grant, and it's with several counties around the state and campus, and it's to educate people on the earned income tax credit. I'm not a tax person, but I do know that any time that we can get money back in the hands of people in Taney County, it just comes back to us, too. So a lot of people, I learned that only one in five people who are eligible will actually apply for the EITC. And that can be a lot of money for families that have children. So part of that grant is I'm go out and do education and help people learn about EITC so they can get extra funds. Two grants that I completed that are really youth development grants are with State Farm for the youth preparedness programs that I do. And also I'm working with Brad Anderson on campus, and we want to do a youth military camp. So these are youth of military families from all over the U.S., and we hope to have three camps this coming summer in the Branson area. So a lot of grants, since I'm not in schools and get to be in schools to do a lot of the programming, you know, I give them kits and everything, but we're trying to just keep on moving forward. Anything else?
I want to applaud you. The VITA program is very essential to Taney County and the residents, and I think that's great, and it may go along with the other grant that you're talking about. Because those that couldn't afford to maybe even have their taxes figured before, they can do it this way. And
sure, and I really would like to expand it. I think normally we've had three spots here in Forsyth, over at OCAC in Branson, and at OTC in Hollister. And I am very adamant that we try to have these locations and places where they can get additional help from people or they're already going. So if there's anyone that you think that we can partner with, we'll give them the training, the computers, everything they need to do the program, and we just want to reach as many people as we can. So thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go into, I've got 10:53 a.m. We'll go into recess, and we'll recess upstairs. We have a review of the Partnership Committee recommendations, Phase 2 CARE Act applications, and I've seen Mr. Jonas Argus is here, and he's went upstairs, so we'll recess upstairs.